It's Monday, July 27th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. More learnings from Twitter. Work from home is all the talk. And Microsoft's new intelligence. This is the Business of Tech. More details about the security profile of Twitter are emerging. Of note, the internal tools that can change user account settings and hand control over to others were accessible by over 1,000 employees. Over 1,500 employees have access to reset accounts, review user breaches, and respond to content violations. Bloomberg is reporting that the controls were, quote, so porous that at one point in 2017 and 2018, some contractors made a kind of game out of creating bogus help desk inquiries that allowed them to peek into celebrity accounts, including Beyoncé's, to track the star's personal data, including their approximate locations, gleaned from their devices' IP addresses. And the company had been warned about security issues for at least 5 years. Why do we care? The key lesson to the breach by attackers at Twitter is that the failure was one of security policy. This wasn't a technology problem, this was a policy one. Providers should be thinking about this. Each manage a number of systems which have complete and total control over their customers. Can one employee go rogue? Do you have workflows and multi-level approvals? Is auditing set up correctly? And this isn't a set it once and forget it solution. You'll have to monitor and manage this on an ongoing basis. Trust but verify, or perhaps trust no one completely. The Wall Street Journal has a long piece about the coming work-from-home revolution, indicating it's just starting and estimating that the number of Americans working solely from home has doubled and perhaps tripled during the pandemic. Gartner reports 82% of corporate leaders will allow work from home at least some of the time, and 47% indicate they will allow full-time remote work. Five lessons are explored. First, using the tech you have. Second, focusing on people contact. Third, the changing workday. Fourth, potential new perks. And fifth, going slow. Adding to this story, Google has announced they are keeping employees at home until summer 2021. CNBC is reporting that a number of companies are pushing tech employees to take vacations after delaying them due to the pandemic. Chegg, DocuSign, RingCentral, and ServiceNow are among those that have added additional vacation time in the past few months. Why do we care? Just because everyone moved home right away does not mean the impact is fully understood, nor are we done. My thinking is two parts. First, as I mentioned on Friday, there's an opportunity to invest in your own company culture and find those critical differentiators to build a new culture in the world of remote working, which, incidentally, is here for a while. New perks, new procedures, and the like. Second, this is a conversation to take to your customers, because moving into these business discussions changes from a technology conversation to a business one. There's real value here, and you can take that research you're doing for your own organization and then apply it with customers. Microsoft is launching new policy enhancements for its insider risk management service for Microsoft 365. This product uses machine learning to detect data leaks, intellectual property theft, insider training, and compliance violations and fraud, and was released in February and requires Microsoft 365 E5 licensing. The new enhancements include policy indicators, templates, and API integrations, and will arrive in the coming days and weeks. Why do we care? In my editorial this weekend, I offered that I think there is a lot in the Microsoft offerings. And here's another one. I wasn't aware of this product, and I suspect I'm not alone in that. Starting to really believe you could operate a service provider with Microsoft as your key vendor all the way into the management stack. Here's another data point to that. Even if it's not all there yet, you can see they're moving this way. There seems to me to be a lot of upside in moving closer to Microsoft, and potentially starting to consider abandoning old legacy investments along the way. Timely product too, when you think about what happened at Twitter. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you like this kind of content, you can support it directly. Visit patreon.com/MSPradio in our Give What You Want model. Patreons get access to videos and editorials early. They get the ability to vote on what topics we're going to be covering and discussing, and they get to interact with one another and discuss the issues of the day. Find it at patreon.com/MSPradio. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.